and other news in detail. The body of Forum for Democracy and Development leader Edith Nawakwi, who passed away on Monday, April 7, 2025, has arrived in the country ahead of her burial scheduled for tomorrow. Hundreds of people gathered at Kenneth Kaunda International Airport in Lusaka to pay their respects and witness the arrival of the late Miss Nawakwi's remains. Among the senior government officials present were Minister of Technology and Science, Felix Mtati, Minister of Lands, Sylvia Masebo, Secretary to the Cabinet, Patrick Kangwa, and opposition leaders, including Socialist Party President, Dr. Fred Membe, Patriotic Front Faction Vice President, Given Luvinda, and National Democratic Congress Faction President, Savoy Imboela. Speaking to Hot FM News at the airport, former Deputy Minister of Finance under the MND government, Dr. Mbita Chitela, has described Ms. Nawakwi as a fearless advocate against corruption and abuse of office, urging the youth to emulate her courage and leadership.
Nawakwi was, I considered her as my young sister, because we started went into government in 1991. She was Deputy Minister of Energy and I was Deputy Minister of Finance. And from before that, we worked together in starting the MMD. We organized the Garden House conference together, and she was, I think, the first lady to join me and my colleague Akasha Mbato Mbikustalewani. One thing I can say about her is that she was dedicated to the betterment, maximizing the happiness of Zambians.
And United Kwacha Alliance Chairperson Sakwiba Sikota also paid tribute, saying Ms. Nawakwi's impact on Zambia's political history was profound and should never be forgotten.
You cannot write the history of Zambia after 1990 without mention of her. You do not. She was a fighter. Right to the very end, she was fighting. And the best way to honor her and her life is to continue the fight she was carrying on. As you know, she was one of those fighting against any hasty amendment of the Constitution and demanding that it must be done through an open, fair system. So, if we truly want to honor her, let us carry out her wish with regards to how our country is run.
Meanwhile, Porokoso Member of Parliament Brian Munduwile said Zambia has lost a dedicated public servant who spent over 35 years serving the nation. He has encouraged women across the country to pick up the mantle and continue her legacy.
It's a very sad development. We have lost a woman who dedicated her life to the service of this country. We are talking about 35 years of dedicated service, dedicated public service. It's indeed a very sad story. We really hope that the women that have remained in civil society and political parties will live up to that challenge to be able to pick up from where she's left. She was a courageous woman who stood against injustice. She spoke for the poor. She lived her life fighting for the betterment of the Zambian people.
The Ministry of Agriculture has today started the aerial spraying of red locusts in Western Province to curb the spread of the destructive pests. Speaking during the flag-off ceremony in Limulunga District, Ministry Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, John Mulongoti, said the aerial spraying will cover Limulunga, the epicenter of the outbreak, alongside other affected districts, including Lukulu, Sikongo, Senanga, Nalolo, Sioma, and Sesheki. He has emphasized the government's commitment to safeguarding farmers' livelihoods through coordinated pest control measures and called for community support during the exercise. Mr. Mlongoti has also issued a strong warning to farmers and residents in the affected areas against consuming or feeding dead locusts to animals, stressing that the chemicals used in the aerial spraying poses serious health risks. He has explained that while the spraying is essential for controlling the outbreak, it involves the use of substances that are not safe for human or animal consumption. This is according to a statement issued by Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Balewa Dulu. Secretary to the Cabinet Patrick Kangwa has reaffirmed Zambia's commitment to aligning its policy and legal frameworks with the Kampala Declaration by implementing a multi-sectoral committee of permanent secretaries on food and nutrition. speaking during the Permanent Secretaries of Agriculture Leadership Dialogue on championing the implementation of the Kampala Declaration, Mr. Kangwa has emphasized the importance of building resilience and promoting sustainable agricultural practices across the continent in response to climate change. He has noted that Zambia is on track with implementing policies that support agricultural mechanization and resilience, which are key to enhancing food security nationwide.
Let me state that the outcomes of the past, the fourth Cadiz Malabo Biennial Review, reminds us that inadequate implementation capacity and fragmented coordination remain key barriers to successful transforming. Let me assure you that Zambia is ready and is already transforming the policy and legal framework to align with the Kampala Declaration by implementing the Multi-Sectorial Committee of Permanent Secretaries on Food and Nutrition under my leadership, with direct reporting lines to the Republican Vice President as provided in the Food and Nutrition Act No. 3 of 2020.
Speaking at the same event, African Union Development Agency NEPAD Chief Executive Officer Nados Thomas has stressed the urgent need for African nations to become more resilient and food secure in the face of climate change. She has highlighted the alarming statistics that over 250 million people across the continent remain food insecure, calling for immediate and coordinated action to address the crisis.
Over 250 million of our brothers and sisters remain food insecure. Climate threats, inequality, and economic fragility continue to weigh down the very sector that holds the key to our renewal, to our even existence. Yet, we are not disheartened. We are certainly mobilized, and that's what we see today. Just 3 months ago, our heads of state, through the Kampala Declaration, redefined our continental vision by launching the current strategy and action plan 2026-2035.
The Drug Enforcement Commission has arrested 7 individuals and seized 120.3 kilograms of cannabis during operations carried out across southern and western provinces. DEC Public Relations Officer Alan Tamba has revealed that a coordinated operation involving officers from southern and Lusaka provinces led to the arrest of 2 suspects in Livingston. Mr. Tamba has explained that the suspects, identified as Peter Mkandawire and Henry Mangisha, were found trafficking 91 P-packs of high-grade cannabis, weighing a total of 103 kilograms. Mr. Tamba says in Mongo District, Western Province, 2 individuals were apprehended in separate incidents. He says the suspects, identified as Chindele Kalwena, was arrested for trafficking 5.2 kilograms of loose cannabis, while Makai Makai was arrested in connection with 3.2 kilograms of cannabis. Mr. Tamba says in Kauma District, a suspect identified as Luvinda Liswani was formally charged and arrested for trafficking 250 grams of loose cannabis, while in Sesheke District, 2 suspects identified as Mokendwa Mundia and Choze Choze were jointly arrested for trafficking 21.3 grams of cannabis.
In its ongoing campaign to curb illicit drug-related activities, the Drug Enforcement Commission has recorded successful operations in the southern and western provinces. These efforts have resulted in the arrest of 7 individuals and the seizure of cannabis with a combined total weight of 120.3 kilograms. In a complex operation led by officers in southern province and supported by officers in Lusaka province, the Commission has formally charged and arrested 2 more persons in connection with the offense of trafficking in 91 pre-packs of high-grade cannabis with a total weight of 103 kilograms. The contraband was transiting into Zambia from another country through Livingstone District.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Ministry of Commerce, Trade and Industry Director of Domestic Trade, Margaret Chikova, has urged citizens to report any loopholes within the digital trade sector. Ms. Chikova has stressed that such reports should be channeled through the Zambia Information and Communication Technology Authority and the Ministry of Technology and Science. In an interview with Hot FM News, she has explained that identifying and